organized nonsense on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. As always, I'm Jay Asher, and you know what? Let's jump right into it. I'm in a bit of a funk right now. I want some bomb music. I need something that's going to get me in a good mood. Something I can get on with. Something I can sing along to. Something that I'm going to get up and dance to. When I think of these songs, the first thing that comes to my mind is that I'm going to go on with Come On Eileen by Dexy Midnight Riders. Here we go. Runners. Oh my God. How dare I? That was just unacceptable. I guess we're just gonna have to go with it. Gosh. The audacity. Sorry, I can't stop singing it sometimes because it's just that amazing. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long week. It's Thursday. The week's almost over, though. We're almost there at Friday, and I gotta say, I'm in love with that idea. In fact, if you weren't listening last week, I had an amazing Valentine's Day show, I guess you could call it, where I just played some songs if you're in love, played some songs if you're not in love, but they all had to do with loving something, and whether you know you're loved or whether you are being loved, because everyone's loved and everyone has loved in some way, which is why I'm gonna play a song that just sort of exemplifies that. Obviously, it's not gonna be from nowadays. We're gonna have to take a throwback couple decades. Let's go with some Dean Martin with That's Amore.
In Napoli, is king. When boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a clod at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
When stars make you drool just like pasta fazool,
that's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore, that's amore.
Oh, it just, these songs that I'm playing today, they're going to go up, they're going to go down, but they've all got something, and I've got something for everyone. So that's just what I'm trying to say. I mean, I don't really got more than that to say, though, because I've played two songs that aren't necessarily old, but they sure as heck aren't new, and I'm all about new and improved and making things better than they ever have been. Which is why I think we should kick it up a few decades later, maybe around 2017, when Love, L-A-U-V, I don't know how she did it, but that's her song. You can hear the creaking of my chair. That's pretty intense. And it's called I Like Me Better, but while we're on the subject of liking them better, every 98 seconds, another American is sexually assaulted. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted, you're not alone. You can chat online with someone who is trained to help you through a secure, confidential platform. Visit RAINN.org to chat with someone who is trained to help. That's RAINN.org. You're not alone. And everyone likes you. Everyone's got your back. And I like me better when I'm with you. Here's Love. 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 Go look it up.
To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight into morning coffee. Burning through the hours talking. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time I stay for a long time. Cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm with you.
Update. I just found out that Lav is a boy, and his real name is Ari Steffrens Leff. So, my bad, Ari. I didn't mean to offend you.
I don't know what it is, but I got that feeling.
It's an interesting name, though.
Waking up in this bed next to you, swear the room, yeah, I got no ceiling.
I wonder how you came up with it.
If we lay, let the day just pass us by. I might get to too much talking. I might have to tell you something. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time I stayed for a long time. Cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm with you.
Yeah, just that whole thing with trying to figure out Love's name, like, really, really messed with me. Because, like, I find it a very interesting name, and I love stage names, but I was a bit confused because it's difficult to pronounce. And I was shocked to find out he was from San Francisco because the name sounds very European, in my opinion. I'm also, what's the word, a moron, so I could be completely wrong. Anyway, let's move on to a different song. I've played a lot of songs that are fairly well known, and if you haven't known them, I apologize, but, like, I've heard them many a time. This next song, and these next few songs, I hadn't heard before, and I find them very, very interesting. They're just enjoyable to listen to, and they can get you out of a bad mood. They may be playing what you're feeling. I don't know what it is, but this song's from 2008, this next one. It's by Brett Denon. You may have heard of it. I was with someone the other day and she just started playing it, and I was like, wow, this is my jam. What's it called? She goes, She's Mine. So here it is. Oh, I started. I gave you a little teaser. I'm sorry.
Well, the witches stare with their limbs akimbo, silhouettes of statues up in the window. Call me to come in with a crooked crescendo, but I don't. Bebo cheese, dance among the pantomimes on the promenade, into a tabernacle on the lawn, but I don't follow because she's mine. She's mine. She's mine. All mine, yeah, she's mine, mine, mine. Midnight moved across the people's park, and I fled the fire like a spinning spark upon to a porch in the dark, and she was waiting right there for me. She knows that my hands are empty as I go past the mothers of envy, and I don't have to fumble in the dark for my keys. I believe she's mine. She's mine. She's He's mine, all mine. Yeah, he's gathered in the yard around the pulpit made of cards and waited for their leader's words, but his words didn't make much sense. His mouth is spat out a fist of daggers and his tongue is swirled in a southern swagger. And I looked at all the people gathered, but they were all in a trance. And she's mine, she's mine, she's mine. The furnace flames where all my heroes have been slain, exiled or put in prison, because they rose above the mess, and because their power posed a threat, and because they spoke of something else when everybody else didn't. The music fills the space between the deities and the prophecies of our bodies pressed seamlessly, silent in the sand. She looks at me so fearlessly, and I take it all too seriously, but it all becomes so clear to me and makes me understand that she's mine, she's mine, she's mine, all mine. Yeah, she's
She's mine. That's it. It's what it is. It's what we're all about. Doesn't that get you in a good mood? It's very calm, but it's also very soothing, which means the exact same thing. And the fact that I just said it was redundant, no big deal. I was going to move straight into this next song, and I still want to. I heard it yesterday when I was listening to a British Apple Music playlist type thing. It was called Best of Britain. I don't know. And I've never heard the song before. Perhaps some of my British listeners have. Haha, I don't know, because you don't talk to me. Here's Found What I've Been Looking For by Tom Grennan.
Always fine lines between us, they say nowadays. Don't mean much, cross an anchor. In the sun, what we did, but my ship's a sail, and I'm here to tell that I don't mean like the others and I keep searching, and I can't seem to find what one thing is changing all the time. And found what I've been looking for.
Dang. See, wasn't that an enjoyable song? I think, not to toot my own horn, but I'm doing a bang-up job today. These tunes, they're all upbeat. They're all a good time. I'm having a blast, and I hope you are too. Because, you know what? Cringe warning right now. It's a beautiful day today. It's a beautiful day. Wouldn't you say, Bono? You see what I did there? Because I'm playing Beautiful Day. Like, it's a beautiful... You've heard it before. And I said it's a beautiful day. That's where the humor comes from.
The heart is a blue.
I think you get it.
Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room. No space to rent in this town. You're out of luck. And the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck. You're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
What a good time. Right? It's a beautiful day. It's a great day to be alive. We're doing amazing stuff here. That's really all I got. The next song is a good one. I am sure you've heard this song before when it was sung by Ben E. King back in the day. It has since been featured in movies and, of course, on radio, television, things like that, because it's a love song, but it's more than that. It's about living and having someone to live with, and that's what we need, don't you think? Everyone wants that, and everyone wants someone to stay with them. And I think Skylar Grey's rendition of Stand By Me is amazing. I think she does what Benny King did, but in a different way than he ever could, because she's more poetic with it than he was. He was there, he was singing, and he's the one who used the lyrics, but she really captures the lyrics and turns them into art. And I'm not saying she's better than the original version. I'm saying she's different. And I'm not saying different is always better. It's just different.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, if the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand, stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now, stand by me. Whenever you're in trouble, won't you stand by me? Oh, stand.
Have you ever heard that song before? You definitely have, because I remember about a year ago, a little bit over, that song was featured in that Budweiser commercial. You remember, with the water and everyone started crying? Oh my God, that was intense. What's your favorite Super Bowl commercial? Let me know on WJRH.org, because you know you're listening to 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Organized Nonsense. I'm still Jay Asher. And I've played a lot of songs that have been old, except for that one by Love. And I think it's time to get a little bit of 2019 in here. So how about Sam Smith and Normani take us away? I've always wanted to dance with a stranger. Must be nice.
I don't want to be alone tonight. It's pretty clear that I'm not over you. I'm still thinking about the things you do. So I don't want to be alone tonight. Alone tonight, alone tonight. Can you fight the fight? I need somebody who can take control. I know exactly what I need to do.
stranger. Look what you made me do. I'm with somebody new. Oh, baby, baby, I'm dancing with a stranger.
You ever notice that songs used to fade out a lot more than they do now? Like that song, like it just ended. There wasn't any fading. Like when I was listening to That's Amore a few moments ago, it faded out gradually, and we were all able to have fun with it. But I guess that's just not a thing we do anymore because it's the modern times. You know what? I bet this next song won't do that. Because if you've ever seen The Hitman's Bodyguard, you know, when Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson decided to make a movie with each other and it was the most amazing thing to ever happen to this amazing world, that's when you would heard this song by Lloyd Prince. I'm talking about Just Because. Give it a fat yar.
Just because you left and said goodbye. Do you think that I will sit and cry? Even if my heart should tell me so, darling, I would rather let you go. Just because you think that you're so smart, breaking lovers' hearts. Before I let this thing happen to me, darling, I would rather swim the sea. I know you think you're smart, just going around breaking lovers' hearts. Just because I want someone but maybe I am asking for too much. Darling, please don't ever break my heart.
Remember, I keep saying you remember, but you might not remember, so I'm just going to give you a bunch of fun facts because I'm a poopy head like that. That was a replacement for a different word that I'm not supposed to say on the radio. You know what it is. In Zoe 101, when Chase's grandma dies and it is the worst thing that ever happened to me when I was like 8 years old and I'm just sitting there sobbing on the floor while I'm eating, I don't know, Cheerios or something like that. You know what song they played while it's, you know, raining on his head? They played Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. If that isn't the most genius writing I've ever heard of, then I don't know how to finish the sentence, okay? Because that was golden. Every part of that episode was flawless. The show itself might have gone downhill from there, but up until that point, they were creating amazing content. And you know what? You can't change my mind on that. Here's BJ Thomas.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for
seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me.
I'm sorry, I had to stop it because my entire purpose of playing this song was that I had heard it in Zoe 101 and I was fired up about it because that song was fantastic. And I was like, you know what? That song is a little too happy for it to have been playing just after his like grandmother died. I was wrong. And I can't play the song because it's not on Apple or Spotify. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to go onto YouTube in about 21 minutes when I get off the air, and you're going to look up A Million Raindrops, and oh God, I'm just like starting to tear up just thinking about it, because that's how amazing it was. Oh, that show was just, whatever. Here's Valerie by Amy Winehouse. It's not a comparison to the song I wanted to play, but...
Well, sometimes I go out by myself.
Still pretty
amazing. And I look across the water, and I think of all the things, what you're doing. And in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your gentle hair and the way you like the dress. Won't you come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Did you have to go to jail? Put your house on up for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a thing. I hope you find the right man who'll fix it for you. Now you're shopping, and anywhere takes the color off your hair. And are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like the dress. I want you to come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water, and I think of all the things, what you're doing. And in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair and the way you like the dress. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
This whole Zoe 101 business has really put me in a silly mood, and Amy Winehouse was capable of stopping said mood from progressing, but I need to get it pushed back. It needs to regress, because I can use big words like that. I go to college. It's no big deal. Which college, you might ask? Well, Lafayette College, which is where we have WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. Organized nonsense. Jay Asher, how you doing? My favorite movie of all time. In case you didn't know, I'm a FAMS major. That means film and media studies, which means I really enjoy movies. What's my favorite movie of all time? Well, he directed Elf. He directed Iron Man. He directed Iron Man 2. He was in Elf. He was in Iron Man 2. He was in Friends. Talk about Jon Favreau's amazing work known as Chef. You know, the one that he wrote, produced, directed, and starred in? This man's a god among men. What's it about? Well, let me tell you. Basically, it's about this chef, right? And he gets a food truck. And it's about the hijinks him and his son and his sous chef go through. Amazing. He struggles with family. He's got a weight problem. He makes delicious food. And there's no part of it where I'm like, wow. This is not good. Like, it's amazing. It is an amazing movie. Why am I bringing this up? Well, the album on Apple Music only has 4 of the songs. The rest are in, like, light gray, which means you have to buy it on iTunes. Now, I don't do that because I already pay $4.99? $5.99. I pay money a month in order to keep Apple Music. I don't want to buy $10. I don't want to spend $10 for an album. That sounds wild. So I'm not going to. Where was I? Oh, yes. So I'm playing all this stuff off Apple Music. So what am I going to play for you right now? Well, guess where it comes from? It comes from Chef. It's actually towards the beginning when him and his son are, like, still not really that close yet. You know, spoiler alert, they end up getting closer. That's not really that important. The show is about, not the show, the movie is about the journey. It's not about the destination. So if I tell you the destination, it don't matter. It ain't nothing but a thing. I'm bothering myself with the way I'm speaking right now, and for that, I apologize. Anywho, I'm going to say I'm a lucky man, and if you watch this, you're a lucky person, because it will make your life. I've watched about 60 movies in 2019 so far. 2 of them have 10 out of 10s. One of them is Chef. Chef is my favorite movie of all time. Watch it. Please. And then find me on the quad and tell me how much you loved it. Or if you didn't like it, I'm open to new opinions. Lucky man, Courtney John. You know, I actually think this is when he's making the grilled cheese, not the beginning. It's the same. No, no, no.
So you tell me that I'm a lucky man.
Just imagine this playing when he's making his grilled cheese.
Yes, you feel so right. I'd be right now holding hands with my baby. So I'm gonna love you until the sun comes up. Be that extra sugar you need in your cup from this love. There's no holiday from this love. We will take a break, no. It's me alone, like a soldier, can't wait to come back home, and to let you know, every man on earth wish they had you, for their special lady, so I'm gonna love you, until the sun comes up, you're that extra sugar. tell me that I'm a lucky man. And you're so right, yes, you're so right. Girl, you know, there's no other place I'd be right now, holding hands with my baby. So I'm gonna love you until the sun comes up. Sugar, you need in your car from this love. There's no holiday from this love. We won't take a break, no, from this love. There's no holiday.
See, it's a good song. I wouldn't lie to you. That'd be wrong. It's one of those movies that you watch it and you feel good, but you don't know why you feel good. And then it finishes and you're like, wow, that was such a solid story. If you've ever had a conversation with me, I've probably told you to watch Chef because it never fails to make me smile. And I don't think I've met a person that it hasn't made them smile. Was that English? It sounded like English, right? I don't know. Usually I just say a bunch of words and hope they work together. Oh, well, here is Only the Good Die Young by Billy Joel.
Thank you.
Billy Joel's a timeless man, filled with classics. I'm just going to play one more song before I go, because that's just what it feels like I should do. And when I think of best songs, I'm obviously going to think of Kesha's Praying, 2017. Let's do it.
Had me fooled. Told me that I was nothing without you. Oh, but after everything you've done, I can thank you for how strong I have become. 'Cause you brought the flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we both know all the truth I could tell. I'll just say this is, I wish you farewell. I hope you're somewhere praying, praying. I hope your soul is changing, changing. I hope you find your peace. Who I am. No more monsters, I can breathe again. And you said that I was done. Well, you were wrong, and now the best is yet to come. 'Cause I can make it on my own.
Alright guys, that's all from me here on Organized Nonsense with Jay Asher. It's been a great time, and I will see you all next week.